Okay, let's go outside into autumn. Yes, it's officially fall this week. NPR's Brian Mann paddled a wild river in New York's Adirondack Mountains in search of amazing fall color, and he shared this audio postcard.
This is the kind of trip you take for deep solitude. The river is hard to reach. I've driven miles of dirt roads to a place in the forest where I slide my little ultralight canoe onto the water.
I've set off on Quebec Brook, this winding little river in one of the wildest corners of the Northeast.
It's a little hard to navigate, which means people don't come here much. Soon, I'm tangled in a maze of winding marsh, scrambling over big beaver dams that block the way.
Pulling the boat over now, kind of perched up on top of this big pile of twigs and branches. I'm paddling in my bare feet today, just to make it easier to kind of huck fin my way in and out of this canoe. Fortunately, the water is still holding on to some of its summer warmth.
The payoff for all this work is total quiet. I'm alone. There's not another soul. No engines, no cell signal to tempt me toward my phone. And there's color. I weave through hidden little ponds surrounded by golden grass. Bright red winter berries glow on the shore. And the bog laurel leaves have turned the color of plums. To go deeper into the wild, I make my way up through a chain of rocky rapids.
It's impossible to really paddle the canoe here, so I'm lining the boat, wading the river, towing it along behind me.
As I splash along, I see a single crimson maple leaf pressed against a rock by the current. Soon after, there's a stretch of rapids too rocky to get through, so I'm forced to carry my little canoe on my shoulders. I hike an overgrown portage trail through a shadowy forest.
I'm walking through deep beds of moss, beds of ferns that have started to turn rust-colored.
After that, the river opens up again. As I paddle on, the sun comes out. There's a warm wind and the sound of cicadas. On this fall day, it feels for just a moment like I found a last pool of summer. Brian Mann, NPR News in New York's Adirondack Mountains.